We're back here on Giants.com, and this is the bye week. That means we have a chance to talk to the Giants' assistant coaches. And joining me right now is Giants' offensive line coach, Pat Flaherty. Coach, your team and your unit had to go through a lot of changes in the preseason exhibition, a lot of different lineups. Then you seemed to get into a little bit of a rhythm as you had the same group in there the whole time, but a little bit of a step back the last 2 weeks. Can you just talk about the progression of your group of guys from the preseason to where you are right now?
Well, we fought through preseason with different lineup changes, but we've settled in. And, with the group that we have now, we hit some bumps in the road the last couple of weeks, and we have to smooth those bumps out going forward. And, yeah, we will. It's just a matter of not playing together because they play together enough. It's more about being more consistent in practice, eliminating the penalties and mental errors, and playing as a group that we're capable of doing.
Yeah, you mentioned the continuity is there. So is this really just a matter of guys doing a better job winning their individual matchups, or is this more of a understanding the scheme and working together a little bit better?
Well, absolutely. It's performing better, executing better. It's not any more with not getting enough work together because we've. We've had enough work together. It's a matter of playing as a unit, eliminating some of the not-so-good things, which are, again, penalties and mental errors, and will let us see more better football.
The last couple weeks aside, are you pretty happy with how Will Beattie has come back from that leg injury and how he's performed this year in comparison to where he was at this point a year ago?
Well, he's really worked hard to come back from the injury, and he dedicated himself in the offseason. And through training camp and got a lot of quality work in during training camp. He, amongst the four other guys that are playing, need to play better. And, I'm a tough guy to say that I'm happy with it or satisfied with it because I'm not, and we're not. More importantly, in that room, those guys aren't satisfied, nor are they happy with the performance in particular the last couple of weeks.
Now, it can be tough going for any rookie coming into the league on the offensive line. You also had Weston Richburg, traditionally a center, move over and play guard. How has he handled that change, and where do you see him in his development right now? And maybe do you see him in the future now as a guard, or do you still see him as a center?
Well, he's handled it as well as a rookie can. Each and every day and each and every play in the game is a new learning experience for him. But he does have the mental toughness. He'll get bigger and stronger as he goes down the road here. He plays with the toughness and demeanor that a New York Giant offensive lineman is expected to do. His position, he's going to be a good offensive lineman for New York Giants in the future. And he's on the job learning, so we expect him to get better each and every play.
And finally, Coach, two of the new guys on the team, J.D. Walton and John Jerry, they've moved into starting roles for your team this year. Can you give me a little thumbnail on how it's been like working with them and the type of job they've done for you so far this season?
Oh, they're ultimate professionals. They come to work each and every day to learn and understand. And everything's was very new for them in the beginning. John missed quality time in the spring in the training camp, but he has called up to where we need to do things with the offensive scheme. And so J.D.'s, the guy that makes all the calls in the line of scrimmage, and there's a lot of responsibility, and he's getting better each and every week.
Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks, John.
Coach Pat Flaherty, John Schmelt on Giants.com.